Religion, according to the Oxford Dictionary, means a belief in a superhuman controlling power, a personal god or gods that deserve worship and obedience. So religion means belief in God. I start the talk by quoting a verse from the Quran, from Surah Al Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64, which says, Kul ya ahlal kitab, say, O people of the book, Ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in bainana bainakum, come to common terms as between us and you. Which is the first term? Allah, na'budu illallah, that we worship none but Allah. Wala nushrika bi shay'in, that we associate no partners with him. Wala yattakhidhu ba'duna ba'dan arbaban min dunillah, that we erect not among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. Fain tawallaw, if then they turn back. Faqulu shadu, say, bear witness, bi anna muslimun, that we are Muslims bowing our will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse of the glorious Quran, according to me, is the master key for doing da'wah. It says, Ta'alaw ila kalimatin sawa'in bainana bainakum, come to common terms as between us and you. When you are speaking with non-Muslims, the best is, let us come to common terms with the other people. And amongst all the terms, the most important point is, Allah na'budu illallah, that we worship none but one Allah. In order to understand the concept of God in any religion, the best is to try and understand what the scriptures of that religion has to speak about God. If you understand the concept of God by observing what the followers of religion are doing, it is not appropriate, because many a times the followers themselves do not know what is mentioned in the authentic scriptures of this religion. So the best and the most appropriate method of understanding the concept of God in any religion is to try and understand what the authentic scriptures of that religion have to speak about God. The major world religions can be broadly divided into Semitic religions and non-Semitic religions. The non-Semitic religions are further divided into Aryan religion and non-Aryan religion. The Aryan religion are further divided into Vedic and non-Vedic religion. The Semitic religions are those religions that are followed by the Semites, the descendants of Shem, the son of Noah, who is also mentioned in the Bible in the book of Genesis, chapter number 5 to 11. So the Semitic religions are those religions that are followed by the Semites, followed by the Jews, the Arabs, the Assyrians, who speak the language Hebrew, Arabic, Assyrian, Phoenician. The major among the Semitic religions are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And all of these religions, they are prophetic religions. The non-Semitic religions are further divided into Aryan religions and non-Aryan religion. The Aryan religions are those religions that are followed by a powerful group of Indo-European people that spread in Europe and North Indian. And the Aryan religions are further divided into Vedic religion and non-Vedic religion. The Vedic religion has been given the misnomer of Hinduism or Brahmanism. It should actually be Vedantist, according to Swami Vivekananda. But the people call those who follow the Vedic religion as Hinduism or Brahmanism, but the more appropriate name is Vedantist. The Aryan religions of non-Vedic origins are Buddhism, Sikhism, Jainism, Parsiism, etc. The non-Aryan religions are divided into where they originate from. For example, those that originated from China, that is Confucianism, Taoism, those that originated from Japan, Shintoism, etc. But most of these non-Aryan religions, they do not have a concept of God. That's the reason they're referred more to as ethical systems. So today in my talk, I'll be mainly discussing about Semitic religions and non-Semitic religions of Aryan origin.